age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk. We're bent to empower you, and thanks for being with us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about urinary tract infections today. We have talked about them in the past, but there's some new research I want to cover with you. Also, we're going to be talking about health concerns for both men and women out there, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer, seeking the Lord's face, hitting the knees. Hope you are too. And so today's devotional puts us in Matthew 6, where it says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust will corrupt them, and where thieves break in and steal them. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt them, and where thieves do not break in, nor do they steal. Amen. You know, seek the Lord's face, mind time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Thanks, Frank. First up in the Quacker, this is a new study. It says that cell phones, study on cell phones, they say the participants in the study who took phone breaks experienced the highest levels of mental depletion. Yep. Apparently, they tested some groups. Research assigned some college undergraduates to solve challenging sets of word puzzles. And halfway through, some of them were allowed to take a break and use their cell phones. Others would take a break using paper or computer, while some took no break at all. And what they found was the participants who took the phone breaks experienced the highest level of mental depletion and were among the least capable of solving the puzzles after the break. Their post-break efficiency and quickness was compared to those with the no break. The number of word problems solved after the break was slightly better than those who took no break, but worse than those all of other participants. So those who took a break on their cell phones, 19%, they took 19% longer to do the rest of the task, and they only solved 22% fewer problems than did those who had the other break conditions. So cell phones seem to be messing with brain cells, maybe. All right, moving along the Quack Report, the Journal of the American Medical Association, there was a study that finds that drinking fluorinated water will cause brain damage in children. Whoa. New study out of the JAMA article, journal, fluorinated water, especially when moms during pregnancy drink it, causes brain damage, lowers IQs in the children. This is the first study of its kind to look at the impact of fluoridation in water and the optimal levels of milligrams of fluoride per liter of drinking water in the United States. So what the researchers found was that for every additional milligram of fluoridated water per liter that the mother drinks, it comes through, it corresponds in the urine, and it drops the IQ of the child, especially male offspring, 4.5 points. Interestingly, similar correlations didn't seem to affect female offspring as much as the male offspring. So that's interesting there. And last but not least in the Quack Report, ginseng. They say ginseng found to have anti-tumor effects against liver cancer. Yep, the Panax, which is, you know, the all-encompassing wonder herb, ginseng. Now, there's different types. We have the American ginseng, we have the Asian ginseng, the Siberian ginseng. They all seem to also seem to help with longevity, and they pair well with other herbs to magnify their use. So we have a bunch of varieties of ginsengs. American ginseng was discovered in the 1700s. But according to this study that came out February 15, 2012, in the Phytomedicine Journal, they said because of the gingenosides within ginseng, it inhibits the effect of cancerous liver cells. So doesn't allow, I guess, the liver, the cancer of the liver to metastasize. So it helps block that. So always good to find those things in the reports. I love herbs. God's herbs are good. And he gets all the credit every day, all the time. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about urinary tract infections for a little bit. Sometimes they can be hard to shake. If you ever had one, you know what it is. You may start out feeling a little discomfort or pressure around the bladder area, and then it kind of progressed to discomfort when you urinate. And so, you know, most people know what we're talking about when we talk about urinary tract infections. It sends 8.3 million people to the doctor's office every year. So more women than men typically get the urinary tract infections. About 60% of women will experience a urinary tract, and 24% of those women are going to have repeat infections within about 6 months. So the infection can often be post-intercourse, okay? So these bacterial infections are becoming more difficult for modern medicine to treat and may require multiple courses of antibiotics. So the problem with the repeat infections is it increases the susceptibility and risk. So we're going to find out what medical science just discovered and how we can utilize some very basic medicinal herbs to clear away the infection and lower our risk of repeat infection. So let's check it out. First of all, did you know that according to medical science, your urine is supposed to be sterile? Urine, they say, is free of bacterial infections, viruses, and fungi. So the urine contains a lot of fluids composed of salt and waste products. And when an infection occurs, it is due to these tiny organisms, often bacteria, entering through either the digestive tract or the urethra, and then they multiply. So when they get there, it can be a real problem. Now, if there is pelvic pain, it could be a bacterial infection that you acquire after intercourse, and you acquired really a sexually transmitted disease called chlamydia. It's a very common culprit for both men and women to experience a UTI when they get chlamydia. Now, by design, your urinary tract is supposed to ward off infections. So God made it very difficult for infections to reach the urethras, the bladder, and attack your kidneys. So the continuous wash of urine from your bladder is supposed to help wash bacteria away and out of the body, protecting your organs like your kidneys and even your prostate gland. Now, in men, the prostate gland actually produces secretions that hinder bacterial growth. So both men and women have immune system defenses to help prevent bacterial infections, and we can actually sabotage these defenses when we ignore the importance of having a healthy diet, if we consume a lot of toxic drugs, and we fail to tend to good hygiene. So you got to know what the risks are. So you will be at more risk of getting a urinary tract infection if you have a history of kidney stones or an enlarged prostate. Both tend to slow the flow of urine to wash away bacteria. Now, hospital stays, also, if you're using catheters, tubes that get placed in the urethra or bladder, also present a bacterial risk. And if you suffer from a nervous system disorder that affects the bladder control area and you require long-term use of catheters, this also offers a bacterial risk. Now, diabetic patients have a higher risk of urinary tract infections because of their weakened immune system. And any medical condition that weakens your immune system, especially if you're using long-term antibiotics, will also pose a risk of urinary tract infections. So keep that in mind. And watch your children and your grandchildren, because children, let's say in middle and high school, they have this is a segment of the population that has been showing up in doctor's office with UTIs lately. So the reason the students are given their doctors is that the bathrooms at school are dirty or not safe, and they don't want to use them, and therefore they hold their urine too long. So add to that the sugary soda drinks teenagers consume, and this creates a weaker immune system and also the perfect environment for yeast to overgrow. So the kidneys will recycle the urine, and then it becomes cloudy with white blood cells, and it contains an ammonia smell. So that's how you know. If you got murky urine and it kind of smells like ammonia and you got a little pressure or burning when you urinate, those are telltale signs. So what would be the treatments? Well, the normal course of treatment is antibiotics. They give antibiotics to adults and children, and they have become less and less effective against the bacterial infections for urinary tract. So it is really not uncommon for a 14-day course of antibiotics to fail to resolve the condition. So doctors then are left with using stronger and stronger antibiotics, further promoting drug resistance. And modern medicine will prescribe many different types of antibiotics, sulfamides, ampicillin, tetracycline. So they've got probably eight different antibiotics they can prescribe for UTI. Now, for as much as 2 weeks, patients could be on drugs for as much as 2 weeks. And then they're subject to these harsh medicines, which are suppressing the immune system and making the bacteria even more resistant. So let's talk about where the bacteria comes from. Well, research suggests that women who use condoms with spermicide foam as a form of birth control will encourage the growth of E. coli bacteria in the vagina. So after intercourse, the bacteria can be transferred on toilet paper and travel where it shouldn't go. So what is even more disturbing is the National Institute of Health funded some research which discovered these bacterial cells, once in the bladder, have learned to form a protective coating. And this is most likely attributed to the bacteria mutating from antibiotic use. Other conditions which promote bacterial infections in the urinary tract are from food allergies like wheat, eggs, and dairy products. So you create an environment for the bacteria to grow. Now, let's talk about pregnancy, because expectant mothers have additional pressure on the kidneys, the bladder, and urinary tract, and can suffer from infections of the urinary tract. So when a baby is under construction, it can put a lot of strain on the organs, making mother more vulnerable to infection. So when the mother's lying down and resting, her metabolism is working as hard as if she were mountain climbing. Now, approximately 2 to 4% of pregnant women will get urinary tract infections. So what about some prevention steps? Well, there is a lot that we can do to guard against getting a urinary tract infection. I know it's not like we go out and look for them. They kind of just happen. But we need to be really careful and notice some things. Science has actually proven that certain nutrients help to strengthen the body to resist having a urinary tract infection. For instance, if you're taking your all-natural whole food vitamin C, like rose hips, and you're getting foods rich in flavonoids and antioxidants, you're getting your vitamin E, you can take some flaxseed or flax oil and probiotics. These all help protect from getting an E. coli urinary tract infection, especially in the digestive area. What else can we do? Well, there's some herbal power that I like to use. With the infectious bacteria becoming less responsive to antibiotics, many people are turning to the medicinal herbs to resolve these infections. And I've noticed that a single herb like just juniper berries, juniper berries has a lot of cleansing oils in it to sweep the urinary tract, and it can be very helpful in removing a lot of those bacterial infections. But however, if you get recurrent infections, it's going to be necessary to add other herbs to the juniper. I would add things like uvarisi leaf, dandelion root, corn silk, parsley, horsetail, pipsqueak leaf, burdock herb, golden flower, marshmallow root, ginger root, lobelia, and golden seal root. Now, these herbs will soothe the lining of the urinary tract, soothe the kidneys and the bladder, and reduce inflammation, and disinfect the and flush away that bacteria. That prevents a lot of scarring of the tissue and will protect the tissue from further infection, because it also gives you this protective mucilage. Okay. So if the prostate's involved, then we'll add some other herbs to the juniper for the prostate. We'll use saw palmetto, cleaver's herb, nettle leaf, thuja leaf, corn silk, uvarisi leaf, horsetail herb, ginkgo biloba leaf, all going in with your juniper as well. So then many of you out there may be thinking, well, you know, I've had these urinary tracts on and off for a while. So if you're getting repeat infections, what happens when you get a repeat infection? Well, according to the research team at Washington University School of Medicine, the more UTIs you experience, the more susceptible you become to infection. Their research suggests that infections to the urinary tract involve a lot of inflammation, in which the bacteria can linger and promote long-term inflammation. They say when this occurs, it changes the tissue of the bladder, and they also suggest this seems to be a constant poke at your immune system, which may be overreacting to all these future bacterial infections. So their research was published in the August 20th, 2019 Journal of eLife, but you want to keep in mind this research involves the lab mice. Remember, the human immune system has a specific order that works, and when toxins like drugs are introduced, it can disrupt that function. So how do we eliminate these infections? Well, the human immune system is designed to eliminate infection quickly, but it can get bogged down with metabolic roadblocks, and it can be created by your myriad of things. So what medicinal herbs tend to do is help to remove those roadblocks and help the system eliminate the infection fast. So it's really interesting that the study at Washington University School of Medicine is stating that the lab mice still had bacterial infection in their bladders after antibiotic treatments. So they stated that after a chronic infection, the bacteria was inside the bladder lining, inside the cells, which promoted the risk of reoccurrence. And they suggested that the cells are now damaged and they can't fully heal and they can't function normally. Now, of course, the report really doesn't say that the tissue damage is due to toxic drugs, but they're saying it's by the body responding too harshly to fighting the infection. And the researchers are suggesting more research be done to find a way to retrain the immune system and possibly your own bladder. Here's a quote from Dr. Thomas Hannon of Pathology and Immunology at Washington State School of Medicine. He goes, "In the process of fighting these infections, the immune system sometimes does more harm to the bladder than to the bacteria. And can we retrain these bladders to be more predisposed to resolving inflammation quickly?" End of quote. Here's the thing. You know, I've never seen in all my years of using herbs, and that's been a few, I've never seen the herbs that I use for urinary tract infections fail. I believe it's because the herbs work with your system to ensure normal function. Cells are not supposed to harbor infection, and it should concern us that the medical research reported that that is what was happening after antibiotic use. So this creates the perfect storm for another infection, and we should use really common sense if there is extreme pelvic pain and you want to seek medical attention. However, for the common urinary tract infection, which often promotes the pain or burning upon urination, the cloudy urine, and a strong ammonia smell, this usually is an indicator it's a urinary tract infection. The thing is you don't want that bacterial infection to travel up to the kidneys. We want to prevent that. So this is what I use. These are my tools. Herbs that I've mentioned in this report is what I use. They're all included in a couple of products, the Kidney Bladder Cleanse Kit and the Prostate Cleanse Kit. You'll find those herbs there. You'll also find them at Apothecary Herbs. These kits are at Apothecary Herbs, and each kit has a 10-year shelf life, so you can store them away from heat and light in your cabinet, and they'll be ready when a situation arises. Now, Apothecary Herbs also offers a formula called Kidney Stone Formula that helps dissolve stones. So if you're predisposed to that, you'll want to look at that as well. These are really good items to stock when maybe prescription medicines are too hard to obtain. So when you're using your medicinal herbs to eradicate infection, the bacteria really doesn't mutate or become more resistant. Also, there is also very low risk of side effects and encouraging a reinfection. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and you can order your kidney bladder kit, your prostate kit, or get your kidney stone formula. Toll-free number in the United States and Canada is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, the website, you can go up there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You've taken the power back. And you can get a free catalog on there as well. And they do have their herbal detective program running, which is kind of an interactive mystery, which is nice. It takes you less than a minute. Click on the banner, answer two questions, and you'll get a mystery discount code emailed to you that you can use either in their store or over the phone. And you can, whatever the discount is, I think most of the folks are reporting about a 25% discount. So it's a good time to use that and, you know, just stock up or try something new you've been wanting to try. Just curious, maybe what's immune boosting about? Let me see. And, of course, organ cleansing, does that really work? And how do you do that? If you get your catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, your your table of contents will show you each directive as to what you want to look at. So if you go into the cleanse section, all the cleanses are listed in the order in which you do them. Okay, so you want to cleanse and you want to work with your system, not against it. So it's real important to do the smart way of cleansing. And so that's easy to follow, easy to do. And the folks over there are easy to talk to. So you can find out, you know, some particulars. Just give them a call at 866-229-3663. And that's toll free in the United States and Canada. East Coast Company. So keep those time sectors in mind. Also, if you're interested in learning more each week on natural therapies, do sign up for the free online newsletters that they have. So if you're at the powerherbs.com website, feel free to click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for a couple of them. There's the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday, and they have the Health Quest that goes out on Friday. So you can read a little bit about each one up there on the website. Of course, you have to have email. You have to have email to get these. I know a lot of people say, I don't have emails. Can I still get the newsletter? No. We do not produce a hard copy and mail it by snail mail, so you have to have email in order to get it. Sorry about that. Also, if you're wanting to get your feet wet and learn how to do things with herbs and get empowered, roll up your sleeves a little bit and, you know, find out what you can do. The Power Herbs book is up there in a electronic copy. You can download it as a PDF, Kindle, or iPad. So it's $14.99. It's about a 400-page book. Has an herb symptom reference guide inside. So you can kind of flip to your options of symptoms, see what the herbal options are. It's kind of neat. So that's a good starter book if you're wanting to get rolling with the herbs and learn how to do things. So I just know that herbs are gentle and effective. They're not harsh on the system. They're very friendly, user-friendly. They are very user-friendly. I mean, it's almost like when you start using herbs, it's almost like you learned how to brush your teeth and tie your shoe. That's kind of like how it's going to be. I raised three children using herbs, and they're so proficient. They're so proficient that they can pick out what herb they need just based on how they feel. And that's what you'll wind up doing too as well. Anyway, so do check out the website and download a free book. I'm sorry, not a book, but a free catalog. You can download the catalog from there. Frank is asking me a question here. Okay, Frank, he wants to know, what's the difference between the shelf life of an herbal tincture versus, let's say, a powder? So any of your powders, capsules, or tablets, basically 5 years shelf life if they're environmentally controlled storage. Your tinctures have the added benefit of being in a catalyst that preserves them for 10 years. So your tinctures will have a 10-year shelf life. So just store them away from heat and light, and they're good. They're good. So, and that's what we educate you on out there, how to store your products, how to use them. And anyway, I can see you by the clock. We got to take a little break, but more on the other side. So we'll be right back.
Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang and Eddie, his ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, house of fire, locomotion, poker, passion, deeper purple satisfaction, baby, gotta, gimme, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my views to Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archer, Nielsen, Harry, shimmy, Coco, pop it, Fats is back, and finger pop it.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Frank, we're back here on Herb Talk. Thank you, Frank, for a great break. I'm talking in my ear. We're going to be talking about some of the health concerns that men and women have overall. You know, I get that question a lot. You know, obviously people think more men are into the natural stuff because they don't like to go to the doctor. Well, this is true. But you know, I see a 50-50 on the genders out there. A lot of people are taking up and doing more for themselves, being more self, responsible for their health. Now it's been reported though, 95% of the world population has some form of a health problem. Okay. And according to worldhealth.net, obesity is a global threat to health, which, you know, can lead to some major diseases and cause premature death. So diseases like, you know, cancer and heart disease and diabetes tend to follow obesity. So if we look at the United States, there are areas with higher rates of obesity in our nation. You can just check the map out. The South, of course, Louisiana, Mississippi, and also West Virginia, these tend to be states that lead us in the top diseases. So, and obesity, obviously, because, you know, the South is into their fried types of foods. I live in the South, I should know. So we're going to take a look at this. Let's look at our female area. What's our female risk of disease? Well, according to health authorities, the top diseases they're at risk of females is heart disease and heart attacks. It used to be men outdid the women in that area, but we've caught up to them. So they're reporting that many women are overweight, and these health problems are reoccurring now in younger patients in their 30s. Now, in 2016, there was like 800,000 U.S. females between the ages of 35 and 64 that were suffering from heart attacks. So patients will often suffer from diabetes. So there'll be a combination of things, diabetes and heart conditions. Lifestyle choices often lead us down this road. So a lack of physical activity, not a really great diet, maybe too much alcohol consumption, this can build up and create these problems. Now, the Center for Disease Control is also reporting African-American women have a 60% higher risk than Caucasian women for having heart attacks. And the following conditions that put women at health risks are going to be cancer, stroke, pulmonary diseases, and dementia. Well, let's look at the heart attack predictors for just a sec, because according to medical science, the heart attack predictors for those overweight and who may also have a complication of diabetes, the predictors are having a heart attack. So things like congestive heart failure, edema, renal failure, and pregnancy complications, these are all like precursor signs that there's a problem, really a serious problem brewing. So in women, the heart condition is often not diagnosed until they have a heart attack. And the typical symptoms, you know, the tightness in the chest, difficulty breathing, numbness down the arm, indigestion, nausea or vomiting, fatigue, sweating, heart flutters, fluid retention in the extremities, these are really predominant symptoms that there's a heart problem. So a lot of times I tell people, you know, if you've got edema, you know, people will have, you know, hand swelling, feet and ankle swelling. If you're getting fluid retention, I tend to look at two areas, either the heart or the kidneys, because those two organs usually are responsible for fluid leaving the system. So if the heart's weak and it's not pumping enough pressure, the fluids can't come back up and out. But then if it's the kidneys, they're not filtering the fluids like they should, and it's building up. All right, so why do women live longer? That's what we've heard. Well, traditionally, women would outlive men by about 10 years or a little bit more than 10 years. Now the statistics are changing, though. More women are smoking, more women are drinking, and this all is increasing the risk of mortality for the females. So the debate of why women tend to have outlived men is still a little ongoing. Besides the lifestyle, what else may be contributing to women outliving the men? According to a January 2017 report in Health, they stated it is a biological issue from birth. They say, quote, this is from Marianne Legato. She's a medical doctor at Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons, and she's also the director of the Foundation of Gender-Specific Medicine. And she says men are biologically and socially at a disadvantage from the time they are conceived to the time that they die. Isn't that an interesting statement? So the doctors are reporting that two and a half times as many male babies are conceived as girls are. But girl babies, they say, are tougher in utero within the womb. So apparently female babies are less likely to develop prenatal infections, whereas male babies develop slower physically than the female babies, and this puts them in a greater risk if they are born, let's say, premature, where the brain and the lungs are underdeveloped, or if they're underweight and they have addictions at birth. So science is also saying that due to brain frontal lobe development in the females, they're less likely to be, quote, daredevils. Think about that. Wow. So unintended injuries is a third cause of death for males. And the frontal lobe of the brain deals with risk calculations, and this area develops much slower in the males. And some other reasons medicine are speculating on this are basically testosterone hormones. According to Dr. Jin, Kaeon Jin, professor of biological science, University of South Korea, he says testosterone hormone may abbreviate a man's lifespan by decreasing the immune function and risk of heart disease. But according to a 2012 study that was in the Journal of Current Biology, Korean eunuchs who stopped producing testosterone lived 20 years longer than their uncastrated male counterpart. So there you go with the hormone theory. Well, let's go over to the male side for a minute. For men who do not see the doctor as often as women do, technically, traditionally, they too have a disease list that is similar. They have heart disease, they have cancer, and injuries. These are the major concerns for the men. After these three conditions, then follows stroke, pulmonary disease, and diabetes. Now, in the U.S. National Library of Medicine and Institute of Health reported that men have traditionally had a 60% higher mortality rate over women. And in our modern society, the primary reason health authorities are stating this is due to heart disease. Called John Wayne syndrome, but men often deny illness and minimize their symptoms because they really do not like going to the doctor to hear that something is wrong, end of quote. Well, and you know, think about this. When was the last time you went to the doctor? Hey, Frank, last time you went to the doctor, were you completely honest with your doctor? Did you tell him everything? A lot of patients don't tell their doctor everything. And I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying that seems to be the behavior. Well, and then there was this interesting notion in the November 1990 International Journal of Cardiology. They were listing some important statistics on the mortality difference between the men and the women. So with regard to the United States, they stated that in the 1920s, the advantage of women living longer than men was only 2 years, not 6 to 10 years. So they said malnutrition, starvation plays a role in mortality rates of men and women before the 1920s. And it was the change in the living conditions, they said, that helped better, better sanitation, better nutrition. You know, we have vegetables year-round because of refrigeration and freezing, better medical care. And the middle class was growing. They also stated that women seem to benefit more health-wise with prosperity. Men tend to overindulge in prosperity, and thus the hazards of more drinking and smoking and overeating. So prosperity also brings its own set of stress. Women also have metabolisms that seem to cope better and store excess better when there is overnutrition. So the fact is that the major diseases affecting both the men and women today seem to shorten their lives on average by 10 to 18 years. Oh, Frank says when he goes to the doctor, there is no questions necessary. Just stop the bleeding. So that's the only time you go to the doctor is when you trauma. Frank's got trauma. Yeah, I understood. Hey, don't you know cayenne stops bleeding in seconds? I love cayenne. It's great for that. I love it. You can use it inside, outside. It's great for that. Well, and so modern medicine, with all its power, really does not intentionally address a lot of cause for disease. Okay, Frank. Frank's being naughty over there. Modern medicine really doesn't address the cause. They are primarily focused on a lot of symptom management, making you more comfortable while you still live with your disease. And many of the TV drug commercials that we often see proclaim how quickly symptoms can be, quote, managed. So suppressing the symptoms of the disease is causing, well, it's the cause of not having good medicine, really. You know, it doesn't address the problem. Think of a fire alarm going off in a building that's burning, and you go in and you shut the fire alarm off. That's a symptom of the fire, isn't it? Fire going to burn that building down eventually, isn't it? So that's what you see typically with our modern approach to internal medicine disorders. According to Dr. Joseph Mercola, Americans do not have a health-fostering healthcare system. This is true. He says Americans pay the most for healthcare but reap the least amount of benefits from their healthcare. Overcharging and overtreating the symptoms is typically the protocol. Americans can't afford to get sick because there is little wellness in our scientific healthcare. True, I agree. He goes on to say, the majority of the diseases that we're trying to, quote, manage in healthcare are lifestyle related. So that says we have a whole lot of power over whether we're going to have those types of diseases or not. So he says patients are not taught how to address the root cause and therefore are not going to get better. So they wind up overpaying for overpriced Band-Aids that do absolutely nothing to fix the cause. Again, here we're back to the fire alarm in a burning building. See? And he's absolutely right. I totally 100% agree with him. So, but we have a whole lot of power with our lifestyle and our diet. And I've said it a million times, but it's a powerful statement. If you change your diet from an unhealthy one to a healthy one in 6 days, it changes your DNA. That's how powerful your food is. Just imagine how powerful your medicinal herbs are and how powerful toxic drugs are. Think about it. Think about it. All right, so today's modern medicine, the modern doctor, not going to put a whole lot of emphasis on prevention therapy. They typically don't. The system really doesn't, the system does the opposite. Think about it. Your doctors are trained to prescribe. They're not trained to unprescribe, okay? Oh, Frank's weighing in. He says mainstream medicine has become like the funeral industry, a bunch of ghouls who unreasonably profit off the people's misery and grief. Well, Frank, ouch, right? But, you know, hey. Frank's got a point. He does. The system doesn't teach you how to be well. It teaches you how to be as comfortable as possible with your disease while you die from it. And I think people, I said it the other day, and I know it's kind of a harsh statement, but it's very reality-based. I think people are waking up to find out that a lot of these drugs for their metabolic disorders like diabetes, heart disease, and so forth, a lot of these drugs they're on, lifelong drugs, are poisons that are, they're toxins that are slowly poisoning them in over a decade, you know. Most of the leading causes of death are pretty much preventable. They are. And people are really desperate for a cure for what they have, and they're having to find them on their own. Yes, they are. And, you know, and I that's our responsibility overall. You know, we have to be vested in our own health because the white coats aren't. You think your doctor's laying awake at night worrying about your health? No, they're not. I know people say, well, my doctor's such a nice guy, or she is such a wonderful doctor. I'm sure they are, but there's just so much they can do with the training they have. Now, I think modern healthcare has its place in trauma care, like Frank's bleeding to death. You got to stop the bleeding, doc. But when it comes to internal medicine issues, no. They just have symptom management drugs. Pretty much until you need surgery 10 years later. Here's an example for cataracts. How many people have gone to the doctor and the doctor may mention, he may not even mention, but doctor may say, oh, you got a little yellowing of the lens. And what should you say? What does that mean, doc? You should say, well, what does that mean? If you don't ask him, he's not going to tell you. Well, it means you got a little cataract started. It's called a baby cataract. Well, what do we do for that? Well, nothing. It's not going to be a problem right now. It'll be years before we have to do anything. And what he means is have surgery to remove your lens and put in a plastic counterpart, cataract surgery. So they don't do anything to prevent the cataract. They don't tell you to change the diet, stop drinking so much, stop smoking so much, get a lot of antioxidants, because a cataract is an oxidization of the lens. Okay. It's clouding the lens, distorting your vision. So they're not going to tell you to stop doing the things that promote cataract. And they have no idea what to do to reverse the cataract. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are in the process of providing a couple of things that have been used successfully by some ophthalmologists that are thinking outside the box, you know, and great success at stopping the progression of cataracts and even reversing them. So we're all excited about this. We are up and down, standing on our head, cartwheels all over the place about it. Something that's been used for many years and has been, patients are just singing the praises. So what the folks at Apothecary Herbs have done is contacted the distributors of these. They're not made by Apothecary Herbs, but they are all natural products. These are not prescriptions. All natural products that help with cataracts. So macular degeneration, dry eye, all the great stuff. So I think some of those products came in today. The other shipments about a week to 10 days out. They're only sold to practitioners, but they do sell to herbalists too. So you don't have to be an eye doctor to get them, but they're not really, I don't think they're available to the public per se, you know, straight off there. So look for that real soon. We'll get them up on the website there at thepowerherbs.com. So you'll have some brand new tools. You know, of course, you don't want to use these tools and continue smoking and drinking if you have cataracts. You want to change your lifestyle. I mean, your vision's very precious and you only have one shot at this. So I would say real soon, next month sometime, you're going to get an announcement on that. And there's some other new products Apothecary Herbs is making and formulating that they'll be coming out real soon as well. Maybe next one too. So we got a lot of new things coming this fall to empower you. We're so excited. And you to take the power back and be active with your health and do what the white coats can't, basically. Yep. So, and who gets the glory all the time, every day, Frank? It's God, because all these natural nutrient sources, they come from him, right? He owns everything anyway, right? Absolutely. So if you're interested, if your diet's needing, you know, a little boost with nutrition, antioxidants and things, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have some wonderful options. I love their body food mix. If you got eye health issues, absolutely excellent. It's a powder you stir it into juice or make a smoothie with it. And, it is an awesome whole food antioxidant formulation. Ah, great. So check that out. Body Foundation Food Mix. They have a full line of immune boosters coming this fall, especially if you tend to get, sinusitis. They've got a great sinus formula called Echinacea Deluxe. They definitely have, metabolic strengthening things for cardio and diabetes and things. So even if you want to quit smoking, they have that product called Smoker's Helper. So check that out. They are experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing and metabolic strengthening. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. You can request a product on that line. You can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, and you can click on free catalog and you can check out for free and they'll send you a catalog as well there. If you want to download the catalog, you'll get a receipt and you can just click the link to download it to your computer. But a hard copy will be in the mail. Always like a hard copy. You flip through it and you don't have to have your computer or tablet on to do that. Now, thepowerherbs.com has a lot of information to impart to you. Do sign up for the free online catalogs. A lot of you are doing that. So you can sign up for the Health Quest that goes out on Tuesday, and you can, or you can sign up for the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. You can sign up for both if you want. Full of information that you're not going to find anywhere else, and it's going to be empowering information. So check that out. The Power Herbs book available too for $14.99 if you want 400 pages of enlightening information on wellness and what you can do. It's like the world's best kept secret. God's herbs are like that. And they do perform miracles on their own. These herbs are chemically designed to match your physiology, your metabolism. It's like the perfect fit, you know, and non-toxic and gentle. And I've been amazed since the day I discovered herbs, and I continue to be amazed each and every day. So God is the master herbalist, and I'll be singing his praises till I leave this earth, right? So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. And of course, be empowered. I know we didn't get to some of our other topics, like we were going to cover some of these things on digestion. Here's a tidbit though. We'll just cover a little tidbit. Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science says that rice, which is a complex carbohydrate, ties up extra stomach acids and can calm stomach distress if you eat just half a cup of cooked brown rice. Okay, so not white rice. You want a complex carbohydrate, so that's the brown rice. They also say other foods that will neutralize a lot of stomach acid is to eat small amounts of dried red and white beans or a little bit of corn. So they're saying that. I love herbs for digestion. There's wonderful herbs if you got a lot of gas and bloating. I love fennel seed. Fennel seed's the bomb. Stops that in like a skinny minute. If you got like just diarrhea, you know, you eat something, and the body like says, that wasn't good. And all of a sudden, where's the bathroom? I like to use slippery elm. It'll stop diarrhea also in a skinny minute. Of course, you know, your ginger and your peppermint for nausea and things. Now, if you get a vomiting virus, I like to mix peppermint, fennel, and ginger all together. And it'll stop that vomiting virus in like less than half an hour. Okay. What else? Gentian root, another one, helps with reflux and overeating. If you tend to overeat, especially holidays coming up, if you don't want to overeat, you take a little gentian root a half hour before you eat and you will not overeat. Plus you'll have a smooth experience with digestion because the bitter alkaloids in gentian just really help the digestive system out. And also if you have acid reflux, avoid chocolate. Chocolate has a chemical in it that anesthetizer makes lazy the sphincter valve at the end of the esophagus where the top of the stomach is and tends to pop open and all those acids kind of slop up into the esophagus causing that acid reflux. So boy, chocolate. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.